Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Good morning, my friends. It's another fantastic day to be alive. Thanks for listening to this podcast episode. I want to remind us all to just absolutely cherish our relationships and the people that mean so much to us. Do you ever slip into this kind of mode where you take them for granted? Like you're just going along and life's so busy, you got all these things to work on and just go, 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 and you're focused on other things. Or you just get comfortable, right? You get comfortable with something. If it becomes commonplace, it's there. And it's easy to forget. You know, when I was a kid, this is one of the few memories that I have, and it still stings me to this day. I think I must have been, maybe 11 or 12. And my brother, who's just below me, 3 years younger than me, you know, just wanted to hang out with me, wanted to hang out with his older bro, which every kid does. And now that I have kids, like my younger kids, they just adore their older siblings, and I can see it and sense it, and it's the most beautiful thing, right? And they worship them, man. They just want to be like them, and they want to do everything with them. I'm an 8-year-old son right now who just loves and adores his older brothers and wants to do everything they do and do it the way they do it and just everything. He's, you know, even when you ask him, hey, what do you want to do? Well, I'll do whatever they want to do, right? I mean, he just loves them. And I'm sure it was like that with my little brother and with me. And one day I was heading to a friend's house and didn't want to be bothered by my little brother tagging along, right? And I just wanted to hang out with my friend. And, you know, I told him stay back, and he followed us anyways. Gosh, and I can still see it in my mind, where I was and where it happened, and I remember being so bothered that he was bothering us and following us. He wouldn't stay home, and I ended up telling my stepdad, who then came and got him and drug him back home and spanked him, and I went off to my friends. And you guys, when I think of that, and that it just is, that memory has stuck with me and stung me for so long. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it's so clear to me now. It was just an act of selfishness. What better thing could I have done as a brother than to, yeah, of course, buddy, come along with us. Everything we're doing, you're in, man, and have been that kind of brother. And I wish I could go back in time and be that kind of brother that would have done everything to honor and respect him and do everything I can to like facilitate his wants and desires and wishes, and to, you know, make sure I'm always including him, right? Like to go out of my way to include him in what we were doing and make it special for him. But I didn't have the understanding and the vision. And I do now. Man, I do now. And so I want to remind all of us to cherish the people we love and to love them even more. What would your relationships be like if your capacity to love was 5 times or 10 times more than it is right now? Think about that. What would it feel like? What would it be like? What would the dynamics be like of your marriage, your parenting, your friendships, the community, your work relationships? What would that all be like if you had a greater capacity to love and you really showed it and proved it? Whoa. And isn't life, my friends, isn't it all about relationships? I mean, that's an easy answer, because what would your life be like if you didn't have any? And if they were all broken and hurting? And maybe even some of you right now are hurting. You have some relationships that are really struggling and hurting. And I want to encourage you that, like, you can make those changes. You can make huge shifts, and it always starts with you. Don't blame it on the other person. Don't play that card. Because, man, it's so easy for us to go, oh, yeah, well, if they would only do that, then things would be better. And if they will change, then I'll change. But we can't sit around waiting for other people to change. We just got to jump in and say, I can do what I can do. I can't change other people, but I can definitely change myself. So it starts with me. I'm going to make that happen and really invest in these relationships. So today, maybe even right now, jot down a couple of things you could do with each of those important relationships and do it specifically. What's something you could do to improve that relationship, to really level up, to really invest and cherish them, include them? How can you start reaching out, like in my story? How could you start reaching out and including those people more? Prove it, not just say it, and I hope you say it all the time. We need to be expressing our love every day. I often meet people as I'm out coaching and mentoring and traveling around the world. I often meet people who express very little love or affection. They don't do it. Didn't have the habit, or they didn't grow up like that. And I want to encourage all of you to do that. Express your love every day. Man, make sure you tell the people you love that you love them. Send them notes, tell them that, give them hugs, and then prove it. Prove your love with your actions. And, oh man, it makes life so much better. And, if you listen to the previous episode, you heard about the story of the car accident, how we almost lost our daughter. And that's just a reminder. And then all around us, I'm sure you know people, and maybe you've lost people you love, but when we lose a loved one, it's just this great reminder that we need to cherish the people we love, and hopefully we don't neglect it too long and then lose someone and wish we had given them more love and more time and more attention. At the end of the day and at the end of our lives, we're never going to be like, man, I wish I'd spent more time at the office. I wish I'd spent more time by myself doing nothing. Right? We're going to think about our family members. We're going to think about our friends and our loved ones. And that's going to matter. So let's not wait until it's drastic like that and we're filled with remorse. But let's make sure that each day we say, you know what? That was so special. Right? And let's create these relationships that we can celebrate and we can wake up just so grateful for. And make sure that at the end of the day, you're like, yep, I did the right thing. Today I did the right thing. I expressed my love. They know that I love them. I showed it. I included them. I made it happen. One more thought here as we expand our love, right? So our love starts with ourselves. We got to love ourselves. Because it all starts there. The more I love myself, the easier it is for other people to love me. Not to a weird narcissistic way, you know what I'm saying? But I got to have enough healthy self-love that I'm lovable and I can actually receive love and acknowledge it. The less I love myself, though, it actually makes it harder for other people to love me. So it starts with me and it starts with you, that we love ourselves, we acknowledge ourselves, and we respect ourselves. And then we start loving those that are next to us, that we're building these special relationships with. We love them and we cherish them. And then as our love grows and grows and grows, it actually starts to extend out even to strangers. And as I, you've heard part of my stories if you started listening to these episodes, especially when I was out on my own, I felt so lonely and so isolated. And I was hurting and I lacked self-love, obviously, and I lacked important and close relationships. There was a time period I didn't have any. And I missed having, friends during this one time period where, I'd moved to a couple new places and I didn't really know anybody. I felt timid and shy and I was just hurting inside, hurting and lonely and scared and desperate and insecure and depressed. And I often think about that me back then. And what I must have come across to others and, what was happening. And obviously everyone, in their own life, we're all in our own life doing our own thing. But I often think, if I could go back and do life over, I would become the young man that reaches out to the former me. Does that make sense? I would be the guy that goes out and connects with and supports and encourages and cheers on and befriends the old me. If I could go back and do it over again, I'd spend my youth and young adult years reaching out to those kids that I know are lonely and hurting and just desperate for any kind of connection and love and friendship. They just need some help, and they need someone to put an arm around them and say, hey, you got this, man. Let me know how I can help. That's who I would be. That's the kind of person I'd be, and go back. But I can't go back, and you can't go back, and we can't change the past, but we can only change the way we see the past. And so what I can see from my past, from that story with my little brother, from my own hurt and experiences and wishing there was someone there to put an arm around me and love me and help me, encourage me and mentor me and train me, I can learn lessons from that and become that kind of man. And so I am on a mission and a quest to become my very best self, to work on me harder than I work on anything else, and to get the growth that I need, the improvement that I need, so I can then, after I grow, I can then be a huge asset to those around me, right? You guys have all heard this. It's like the oxygen mask on the airplane, right? When you're flying, the oxygen mask comes down, and the flight attendants tell you, like, put on your own mask first, even before you help a child. And you're like, what? That seems crazy. Like, it's a little kid, man. Help the kid. But the point is, if you're suffocating, and if you're struggling, you can't help other people. So you've got to be in a good place first. You've got to make sure you're in a good place. You're healthy and strong and growing and improving, and you're capable. Like, you've got to be in a good place. And the better off you are, the more capable you are to help others, right? And so we've got to get in that good place and then get on this quest to be a phenomenal husband or wife, right? To build an extraordinary family culture, to be a world-class mom or dad, to be a true friend and neighbor. Because, oh man, you guys feel this? Can you sense this? Can you feel this? Just this desire to be your best self and really invest in others. And remember, like, here's a question I heard years ago that really struck me powerfully. Like, I just said, when in every role you're in, ask yourself what the people around you will think of you and remember about you in that role. So what will your spouse think of you during this time period? When they look back during this time and remember you, what will they think? Your kids, you know, when they're little or when they're teens, what will they remember? What will they remember about you during this time period? What will your coworkers remember about you during this time you worked with them? Or the people you're leading, what will they remember about you? Or what will your neighbors remember? You know what I'm saying? And we start thinking about that and like, whoa, okay. Like, I want to step it up. I want to be remembered in a great way. Because, not for any ego or anything, but because I was striving to become a great person and I treated other people with deep respect and love. So let's just take an inventory today. And it's little things. Remember, I love to say this. Little things done consistently and well make a big difference. Little things done consistently and well make a big difference. Will you please, with me today, make sure that each of your children know how much you love and cherish them? Will you make sure your spouse knows that? Show it to them. Say it to them. Prove it. Like, do what you need to do. Change what you need to change. If you've got some addictions or struggles or bad habits or things you're struggling with that's having a real negative effect on your relationships, man, fix those things. Get that junk out of your life and really step it up so you can give your whole self to the people around you who love you, right? oh, we can do this, you guys. And it makes life so good when we do it. So invest in yourself. Invest in your relationships. Let them know. Again, oh man, I know I keep repeating this, you guys. And you're like, okay, you've said that already. I'm tired of your repetition. But I want to emphasize so powerfully. I want to make sure I'm saying this in enough different ways that it just hits home. We prove our priorities with our actions. And we prove our love with our actions and with our words. So prove it. Show it. Make it happen, and it will make a difference. I love you guys. Thanks for listening here. Thanks for being good people. Thanks for investing in your relationships. As you do this, we can have this dramatic effect, starting with ourselves and our family and then our friends and our community. And we can have this positive effect on the whole world, on really showing our family and others how to have great relationships and how to live life like that, connected and in love with people and life, to live a great life. Remember, awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there. Take advantage of this. Try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.